"Gabriel, Gabriel," cried Captain Mayhew, "thou must either..." But that instant a headlong wave shot the boat far ahead, and its seethings drowned all speech.
"Hast thou seen the white whale?" demanded Ahab, when the boat drifted back.
"Think of thy whale boat, stoven and sunk! Beware of the horrible tale!"
"I tell thee again, Gabriel, that..."
But again the boat tore ahead as if dragged by fiends. Nothing was said for some moments, while a succession of riotous waves rolled by, which by one of those occasional caprices of the seas were tumbling, not heaving it. Meantime the hoisted sperm whale's head jogged about very violently, and Gabriel was seen eyeing it with rather more apprehensiveness than his archangel nature seemed to warrant. When this interlude was over, Captain Mayhew began a dark story concerning Moby Dick, not, however, without frequent interruptions from Gabriel whenever his name was mentioned, and the crazy sea that seemed leagued with him. It seemed that the Jeroboam had not long left home when, upon speaking a whale ship, her people were reliably apprised of the existence of Moby Dick and the havoc he had made. Greedily sucking in this intelligence, Gabriel solemnly warned the captain against attacking the white whale, in case the monster should be seen, in his gibbering insanity, pronouncing the white whale to be no less a being than the Shaker God incarnated, the Shakers receiving the Bible.